welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
I know you said no geography restrictions, but what type of industries and what's the typical investment size that you guys find yourself making into deals?
Yeah, so with Wolverine Angels, historically we've done anywhere from 50 to 250K per company. With CrowdSmart, it's roughly the same. We're doing a minimum of 50K into a company, and we're finding that demand is just growing really quickly. So we're investing, upwards of 100K per company now. And that will obviously scale and grow over time.
Right? And is the money coming in as a convertible? Is it coming in at a price round? Or how's that money typically being invested?
Yeah, we're open to really all different types of investment instruments, really. So, price rounds, convertible notes, safes. We're open to those different options by way of a preference, and we've invested in all those different forms of investment. By way of a preference, my preference is for most companies, we like to invest in notes or price rounds. Every situation is different. We look at every company individually. But that's the overall preference that I personally have.
And I'll ask, because I know some of the Midwest listeners we have here always ask this question: is the safe a more popular vehicle on the coast than it is, say, in other parts of the country, or do you see it kind of across the board, just really varying?
I mean, that's a fair question. I mean, I could tell you anecdotally, what my experience has been, which is. Y Combinator obviously is a great program, and they've done some really good things for making the startup ecosystem more startup friendly and more transparent. And so I see the startups in that orbit and in that ecosystem generally gravitating towards safes, right? Now, nonetheless, I've seen, safes that are not affiliated with YC in the Midwest and on the coast. And conversely, I've seen notes in both places. I think it's really a matter of what's right for your company. Safes, in my mind, are really ideal for the kind of company that is maybe a moonshot, right? It's kind of either you're going to break away and become this amazing, huge multi-billion-dollar success, or you're going to die trying, right? That's kind of, there's often kinds of binary outcome with some types of companies. And I think safes work well for that, because safes are optimized for, taking care of the founder and raising venture capital. Now, for the companies that are not necessarily looking to raise, the Series A, B, C, D, and go down that path, I think safes may not be ideal for those companies, right? For companies that are looking for an early exit potentially, right? So I think, you just have to look at the situation and look at the trade-offs with each instrument. Safes are super easy and they're great for that, but, convertible notes can be pretty straightforward as well.
Great, I appreciate that. And let me ask you this, as far as when you are dealing with a group and you're looking at them, what type of due diligence or vetting do you typically require to really be able to make a decision around whether or not you're going to want to invest in a project? What type of process does that look like for you, and what type of documents are included?
Michael, I think it's the basics. I think, the thesis that I kind of set out to invest behind is the idea that, there has been a tremendous growth in angel capital that's gone into the market over the last, you could call it the last decade, maybe. And so you do have that rise of increasing angel capital, which I think is a very good thing. And at the same time, you have, a lot of VCs raising bigger and bigger funds. And when you raise a bigger fund, you want to deploy more capital. And when you want to deploy more capital, you want to invest at later stage companies. So in my mind, there's this gap that's kind of opened up over the last several years between those, you know, typical friends and family and angel rounds and your ordinary Series A, which out on the West Coast, Series A is typically, you're not, VCs are not looking to do a Series A before unless it's $8 million round, right? So, you know, where Series A's used to be more like a few million bucks. And so that that trend has led, you know, me to explore that white space and really try to invest in companies that need to need to get from an early angel round to that Series A. So that's kind of my focus in terms of like the stage. And so that really informs the strategy.
When you hear the term Be Investable, which is the show's called Be Investable, what does that represent or mean to you?
Yeah, for us, it's really, you know, have you gotten from that early idea stage up to the point where you're a business, right?
And with that, we're going to take a quick break to talk with one of our sponsors. Once again, this is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.